My name is Kevin Flynn, and my wife, she has a problem. She's a podcaster. She writes true crime, but she'd get a whole lot more done if she would just stop watching Law and Order. She's an addict, but the good news is there are many more like her, and these are their stories. Coming soon from Partners in Crime Media, these are their stories, the Law and Order podcast. Each time we'll break down an episode from either Criminal Intent, SVU, or Original Recipe. We'll talk with fascinating guests about their obsession with the Law and Order franchise. We break down the true rip-from-the-headlines cases behind the episodes, and we'll try to get to the bottom of the question, why do we love or hate to love or love to hate this show so much? It's like, that looks like a perp.
And he's like making perp face. Like he waited until a camera was pointed at him and then was like, well, usually I just look like fourth period bio teacher, but now I'll make a perp face. Yeah. Like,
you know, Briscoe's last partner, Jesse L. Martin, he was really funny and he could run. And Briscoe, by that point in his career, very clearly could not.
But Jesse L. Martin, yeah, he's gorgeous.
In the very next scene, when they actually go to the crime scene, we see that Curtis just wants to bag on the case, and Briscoe is the one who knows there's something here that's worth investigating.
But he was, like, surprisingly sweet and sensitive to the horse having been killed. Like, he's, like, a cynical guy who can, like, step over the body of a hooker and make, like, a snarky remark.
Well, he never put a lot of money down on a hooker, but he has on a
regular. Exactly.
The detectives trace a car to a guy named Crazy Mike, and because they are crack investigators, the name Crazy Mike sounds suspicious to them. So, Tara, in your world, are Jack and Claire sleeping together?
Oh, yeah, of course. Is this in question?
No.
This is one of those episodes early in Kelly Giddish's tenure on the show where she was still having trouble disgorging all of that exposition while also swiping right on the fancy PowerPoint.
Are you saying that Kelly Giddish's esteemed acting career as fake Dixie from All My Children didn't train her properly for this role?
Not for the PowerPoints.
This episode was inspired by the disappearance of Candy Company heiress Helen Brock.
Well, they don't mention anything about candy. That's the part I'm hung up on. Which candy was it?
When the dad realizes what happens, he goes, "You burned down my factory." And the son looks at him and he goes, "You're such a damn loser."
Sometimes the faces she makes, like, look, she's been doing this a lot of years.
Right.
Bless her heart. But the way they're directed to just be like, someone was sexually assaulted? Get me some pearls to clutch. Like, you are the lieutenant in charge of this division, bitch.
All I know is that that moment in the show when the sort of son walks in briefly and he's like, don't worry about the son, I've got it taken care of. I'm like, oh, hey, it's that guy.
It's that guy. It's going to be that guy. Subscribe to These Are Their Stories, the Law & Order podcast right now, and you won't miss an episode. And follow us on Twitter at Law & Order Pod, or find us on the web at lawandorderpodcast.com. You think you know who did it, but you